Then the other thing I want to remind you is the call for non-movement for the land and agricultural bank. We have got notice in the media and we put it on our website, but up to today we've got no nomination. And I think really the deadline is 5 p.m. I think on Friday. We might have to share it because remember, we don't actually only going to be forward the list. As long as they keep the criteria. We are going to discuss, presumably, who was we do the previous committee didn't even discuss. Because really, it's a really strange manner of this. We found them doesn't need to do things like that. So, presumably, this is another statement. And some sort of saying, already, I don't even know more. Thank you. I mean, it's being part of the country. And so there's not a choice. I'm just going to hang out in the city between me and somebody else. We are open to study. So, no, it's not about that. That would be it. I'll have enough for me. If somebody else, when the caveat was kidding, I would be fine. But you know, it's not a big opposition. Basically, what I'm saying is, staff meeting members who were in a tight world to bring up the issues in the tight world report, because you know better than those who didn't want to study for what exactly transpired. So on the financial stability issue, I remember, but I will look on that, you know, those who are like, that's brilliant. So I hope people have got their study for our report documented, and so you've got it there, right? So you will help us. So on the financial stability issue, under 4, clause 4 on page 26, are there any comments? Are there any members from anybody new? Right. So, here we go again. I'm going to ask a question. If I understand you, I have technical clarity. I don't actually have any issues. Under D, 4.1D, we talk about they're capable of continuing to provide the trusted service. And then there's a general confidence. There are a few differences. You couldn't put them in one sentence. It doesn't mean something different. Yeah, it's nice to have community. So the two separate though, related issues. Yes. All right. Responsible authority and the past. Any comments?
The changes that you see as a stringent in the proposed changes of Kiria Dina, so if you refer back to subsection 5, and the same for teachers for financial service, it talks about regulations designating a financial product and may specify the financial sector regulator as the responsible authority. So the court of the need to section 5, we can see written what is in 2.5 and 2.5.
Actually, one of the things that is done in the is simplifying and avoid repetition. Even in given a sentence, I love the system. I guess it's good work for me to do that. Okay, is there anything you want to raise this? No. So on the issue of what we got from the UK, just remind us, Antonio, what is the state of financial stability? The question was raised there, financial stability. Okay, who would be, can you remind us? anybody from the team that we're able to follow this question? No, this is a boy, and this is the other young woman, and neither of them is here.
This is the other
question. Where is your son? No. So basically, no, from the recommendations. Now, issue of raise, I think basically, can people remember, issue of raise about, in the UK, there's no clarity. The definition of financial stability, how do you define it, how do you measure it, and how do you regulate it? The general question is about, there's no international, there's some consumers in Momo and Team, there's some standards or criteria for financial stability that are universally accepted by. But is it as if there's complete clarity on what it means? And maybe there's a national, the country dimension is here. But can you remember how this came up, and what exactly the British were saying? Alright, let's even go look at this for now. Next, we have to set this up. Let's go to 5.1.
Mr. Gresham, seeing the financial stability, I think refers to financial institutions in every world. Can that not be more broad? We're in financial stability within the country. But we need, this is just where I'm saying, if the financial institutions can't do it, which would be in my favor, but I think it's somehow part of our whole economy. Because I mean, because these regulators are meant to look at the financial stability of the country. be defined.
I think it might be an impact on instability within the financial sector on the broader economy, but we are needing to capture more the narrow form of that, which is when the financial institutions themselves come together, or we can come together, because that is in fact what we're trying to remedy and what we're trying to achieve. I think what we're referring to is the broader economic instability.
It's about
the issue is that the majority party will be able to get it for a while. It's also Momo. I don't think it's really sure. There is a perception of optimism, right? Rightly or wrongly, the perception counts in the real world of politics. That you are reluctant to transform the current system. Now, I'd like to suggest that it's good in Momo's case. We're not appealing similarly because you're very worried about, particularly in the policy economy at the moment, about ensuring the banks are stable, that you get investments, and growth, and all the investments, and what spend, and whatever it goes. So, that is the problem, but we must have some reference to transformation being one of the objectives. If you think about financial inclusion, that's an aspect of transformation. If you think about protecting the financial customers here at the big time, that's already an aspect of transformation. So, what's the problem? If you're referring to the financial sector, you need to take the view that it should be something. We can treat the word, but I would like to strongly suggest to the majority party that this is our policy. And we should have some or other text. We can help towards the text, but over to you, speaker.
Jack, I couldn't agree with you more. This is a repetition, so what the harm? So, in any case, I think, whatever text we're looking at, all talk about the transformation, like I said, I don't see any harm. I'm not just sure what the police are running away.
On the issue of including some or other measure of transformation, a form of transformation in the bill, I think it's almost non-negotiable to tell you the text. But you're free to speak your mind and disagree on this with the
topic. Anybody's really free to speak your mind. All we were putting in is an object.
Yeah.
What does that actually include? Water. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, theoretically, you say to look pretty, but this is a very practical act. Which is, nobody has to be able to actually do what we think is most important.
So, this is exactly what our amendments will be. Secondly, I suggested to you already some provisions in here that are transformative. And I'm not going to repeat that. But we may be required, without drifting this bill away, feeling this bill away from its terrain and sort of broad objective, of inserting first clauses down the road. But we haven't agreed on the text of this. So when we look at the bill in the end of phase two, we can then say, how do we word this to take account of what you're saying is the problem? But your question is an entirely valid one.
Anybody else? Can you reply to this question? I'm not talking about people here.
She wants to push it and you use the term batched. What is batched?
Okay. I'm just saying you're looking at the
options, but let's hear your reply to the mayor, please.
I think the challenge comes from in the constitution.
But it's also a kind of useful constitution. The government keeps saying balance, cohesion, being inclusive, ignoring the different sectors of the economy, our synergy with each other, we're not overemphasizing, let's say, agriculture or mining, and the sort of effort we use a lot. I've noticed it for the last 4 or 5 years.
And it's
not really, through the World Bank and IMF stuff in the newspaper, that we just the way I understand it. But overseas, many are unhappy about that. But good. So can I just say something? That we are managing to Antonio, with Bertani and the team here, to look into where we're putting some things like that. We can also separate it, if need be. We can tweak it and soften what we've got there. We can see options. I can't give up. But if I'm forced to do it, the direction I'm steering you in, on behalf of the majority in the committee, coming to the effect like that the objectives will are consistent with the transformation of the sector as a whole or something, or we are 7-1 the ABCD, 7-2 that says the object should be serving the goals of transformation, objects set out above our object in section 7-1 not fulfill the goal of transformation of the financial sector, and you might not be. This is what we mean by it. So it's not a direct object of signature, because they didn't look about silly hands with the word like that. If you have an object, it's something like, if I have to, after the third day, but could you really do? You know, that's the objective in the problem. The question now, I'm talking about what you're going to say. Well, we've got a preamble there that says, hey, constitutional rights are really depicted in the book. I know you're going to ask the same question. Oh, would you have a
good answer? I have a sense of question. If you do that, look at the language of section 7 in terms of cross-referencing, and there are two standouts, making regulations, you have to make regulations, as long as it's not inconsistent with the objects or acts. The rules of the ombudspersons, as long as it's not inconsistent, or to give effect to the object of the act. So one doesn't circle section 7 cross-references with, and that will then give what the administrators making those rules of giving the licensing, and also requesting them to give licensing, must be consistent with the object of the act. So we have transformation there. And that's clearly a factor that's taken into account when licensing is done, when rules are made, etc. So just on its own, by including it there, it will guide the administrators or the functioning in terms of this act and take that into consideration. That's my view.
Yeah, no, see, I think we have issues. We obviously got dropped, and I think the direction now is just going to be a little longer.
Good, absolutely.
But
then, I can't remember why we have to strike here for the
beginning, but as you begin to read the film, you're going to find out the issues. So, we agreed on the several themes of the film, right? I also want us to consider the following. Financial inclusion should be another theme. Is there enough in the film that included enough, so to speak? Secondly, we're listed now 9, I think. Cooperation of all the agents. Cooperation, no chapter on that, but we need to ensure, and especially the credit regulations to be dealt with in the form of currently, that cooperation is pretty crucial. Then, protection of financial customers. We need to do more from the economy to protect the financial customers. And there's no excuse for it. The bank is not for itself. And they're not in the same market. We have to act. They've got a big stage there, and our job is not to be accountable to the bank, it's to do a law in the national interest. Then we show financial literacy is another thing. Another confirmation. So these are like themes. There's another 4 themes I suggested there. That we need to keep in mind. The problems will go into the law. Some of you go into our report and our tool for monitoring in the next 5-10 years the implementation of this act or the line becomes an act. Having said that, does anybody help you identify any new things? That generic, that the members need to keep the thematic considerations as we go through that as well. Anything else you want to add? You can always find things to say, hey, you can find that from. What about this? It's like a theme rather than a object and administration of the act, we've done administration act is straightforward. That's section 8. So section 7 we don't accept me, I'm sure you spike on that matter. I think the Jane thing is really another draft anyway, to facilitate expedition for the sake of the program. Okay.
Or just you should say on the
together with more teams.
Who's made a legal document like that? You need another lawyer.
Oh, no, right.
Okay. A legislation actually is
right.
Say, application of other legislation, line one. You think something there?
Okay, this was the speech that we had. There was some confusion that we allowed whether the Act and all the subordinate
legislation
under the Act were being put in the other Act.
And the regulation comes to be allowed.
And that is not
being done. That is the state law, and that is what our attention turns to the state law. And they're not absolutely right. Some of you have never thought of this. I'm going to be done. See you if you are. Don't be more of a bit like creating an act or that to actually allow a regulation to supersede another act. See now, if you want to question about this, you can say, you see, just again an example of business being a big part, right? It must be used with all regulations to undo all these other acts, right? No, it's an unconscious thing. You see, I'm a teacher in 1994. You know, about this big brother, because you can't say Jesus Christ. Well, I mean, really, you can only pick this up, right? Why is Gandhi not here today? Like, he's just woke up. Hello, Gandhi.
Right.
Sam said that, this is straightforward. Is anyone that's a conscious, you're going to be a lawyer for me. Here you go. Straightforward. Good. So, 9192 accepted, huh? Okay, 10. 10-1. I'm sorry if I jump anybody in the matrix or any of the two other governments, you will draw my attention. There's nothing from 9, you have it, so up to the next one is like page 19 of the matrix, so 12, this is my matrix. So 10, right, 10, 1. Can I ask a question while I'm in the matrix? Look at the B, you have presented this authority and what the nation committed. Do you have to mention the most? Is that because the Prudential Commission exclude people who are not in the Prudential Authority? They are outside the Reserve Bank, is that it? Why did nations vote like one? It's not a subject of that. I don't know. It's not enough.
The Prudential Authority is the whole organization.
Yeah.
And the Prudential Commission is identified as the government of the and we also refer to the Executive Committee.
Yes, I see. As a conduct of one. So, we refer to both the governing body and the entity as a whole. For example, you take, this is for demarcation board. They don't make them come up. They think the committee of the entity because of the structure. But there must be a reason why you
think
that. But.
We had done it on the basis that in the, as you mentioned, we had.
Look, in that case, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right in this case. I don't know. You see, normally we don't mention the structure within itself. You say you exist, so it's the whole of the Prudential Authority. Presumably, all the stuff in this is the whole, right? It's the whole of the Ministry of the Market and all the family. But maybe there's a need for this, right? In which case, as it is dangerous, if you find it, just leave it as it is. I don't know too much about those things. It's just odd the way you appear. Yes, my friend, where are you from?
I'm from financial.
Yes? So you have stakeholders in the same way as the state. You have more rights given than him. You can see it anyway.
I just have learning.
Power to learning.
Yeah,
look, as far as the interest in the leader for the government, you must come to play for me.
I think you start the wording, and it's based on the content of the Financial Services Rules Act. Because of the wording in the Consumer Protection Act, the bad wording actually sort of drills down to the organization as well. And it
does,
and it's a bit
of a good. Okay. That's fine. Thank you very much. Can we move on to 10-2? Now, on the whole, we don't know what Section 18.2 and 3 of the Competition Act say. And Antonio will not have the time to do that. We just take it in good faith. We've been very transparent in this process. We do not have the time. I mean, Mr. Mayor, if you want to do that sort of thing, please, you are suffering to us. But we don't have the time to do that. All the time or energy or information.
Yeah,
other things.
Reserve bank
versus
reserve
bank. Yes, please. Sir? That's another question. I'm going to have to come down and take the
original
plan. Yeah. Provision 2 and 3 is the version that is in the Competition Act that provides the Ministry of Finance to basically override competition authority in the interest of financial markets. So this clause will put it here so that it can be held to those funds.
We were, remember in the first week, we explained some of these things, right? Or what we say is presumably it's a correct cross-section, right? Because we don't have energy or time to pass. Yes, Sandy? I'll come back.
I just finished your people's invitation. We suspect that the percentage of trade and the percentage of currency are kind of being forgotten, especially in the age of the competition point. And so,
Momo?
Firstly, I don't think this provision has changed at all from the version of the 27 and so on. And secondly, we have spoken, we have bilaterals with many departments, certainly with the CTI we have, on the vote committee.
We have a topic of use with that. The
and also this reflects current practices. So let me just take the consumer protection issue. The issue we always say is we want the financial sector to have much higher standards. When you sell a financial service, it's not like selling a vacuum cleaner and there's a problem with the warranty. That's too little. So the issue is higher standards. The issue with the competition deals with is in the context of a merger and it has been a practice anyway, like in the bank act and so on. So it's, and it's really in the competition that is closed.
Competition, as Momo has said, this provision actually is continuing existing legislative provision, both in relation to the bank and also in terms of the Financial Services Board Act. There's a similar provision that applies, that was introduced in the Financial Services Board General Amendment Act in 2013. So this is really just
the part of
that's not the part of the answer to the question.
When we wrap things, that's what we do to our work. I'm not trying to complicate the process. I just want a fair, straightforward answer. Was there any use from Google to the partners or any organizations or police? If it's not the answer, so I'm sorry.
I thought the answer was very interesting. You were answering the question. Was there any reservation or opposition by CGI? That's what you seem to say.
But it wasn't, because as I said, it's just not in the control. Look, when we hit the cabinet round, it was due to pretty strong processes, especially with the DPR. The TED, if we have any special committee, but it depends on the committee whether they also come forward and raise issues. But obviously, when you vote cabinet, we alert people to these provisions.
This is the law.
This,
you're right. This is the way the law is at the moment, right? Mm. And we're making no changes. Secondly, you went to cabinet before we did the cabinet commission. Certainly, my understanding of something was the first. Is that the government's ministry is very much on the whole. I think God's dead. You know, this is what we're doing. So if you're still too strongly about transactions, we can do the report to say we noticed that something, we can craft something with the structure, I don't know, and we can put something in.
I don't know what you found ourselves coming back.
Yeah, I know you're right. No,
so
I agree, no problem.
Good, thank you for that question. The next point then is we're looking at 2B. This is something I've noticed setting. A lot of times, sometimes you've got things involved, I think it's more happening. I like merging involved. Those are little things before I reach it, not easy. But then, C, any point on top? Again, cross-referencing is nothing responsibility, you see. And so there is a dead key. We have accepted him. Can we move to 11? 11, 1, 2, yes,
sir? Yes, sir. Good morning, I have a I just want to check. We are talking about in terms of the definition of the competition act. What does the company say in this? You see our definition that we should be the competition act, and so what does the company say in this?
We haven't referenced the merger, so different laws will have different treatment in two ways. But because that section to which it attaches is the Competition Act, we need to apply the merger definition from that act for it to make sense. So just to ensure consistency, then we refer the leader of the session to that definition in the Competition Act. I would also like to add that for each of the sessions, we've had a day to report to each of the one who also is raised on the following day. For clarity, we have engaged not only the DGI, but even regulators to develop specific rules on the act of the Competition Commission and the Competition Protection Agency as well.
Okay,
thank you.
Good.
Let's
move on to 11. Any point there, I couldn't see any.
I'll get to the real close.
Ah, yes, that's
the one. If I don't want to be able
to speak to them, I'd appreciate the reserve bank of the government. And that comes to the financial stability, because since they're reserving the funds, they're taking the advantage of stability. I think it's not the only time. I think maybe. I think it's actually maybe one another example of financial stability. It's a little bit more sustainable. So I think there's more to this than just having a few private financial institutions to be really preserve that protection of financial stability. And in a hyperinflation environment, it's not the same. So maybe consider we're talking about maybe the managed deposit.
Sure. I want to respond to that.
Okay. Just here, one of the big issues following the 2008 financial crisis relates to the concept of financial stability. If you look at the definition that we have, we keep in the narrow definition here, which is that it relates to the failure of a financial institution to deliver on its promise. And linked to that, later on, we look at concepts like privilege, that this can affect towards your financial system, the financial institution. Now, in the old days, this is restricted to banks, because what it said is basically banking and the sovereign is meant to intermediate one player who has huge implications for the other. We're not looking here at inflation and so on. That is dealt with in the Constitution, firstly, and in the South Act. What we add into is the mandate for financial stability, which in 2009 or 10 currently is a delegated function from the Minister of Finance to the South. But this will now make it part of the Constitution for that as per clause 4.
Can the banks make payments or whatever at this point in time? Shouldn't that stuff reviewing include the economic issues of the situation in traditional
countries? It's not that they said there's no definition of financial stability, they said there's no agreement on what financial stability means. I can tell you, I know my notes here, but Roy is not here. We can come back. I'll wait for Roy to go here. Basically what I'm saying is, they were actually saying it's not clear. I mean, because of the changes in the economy and the global financial situation and so on. But can't you repeat?
No,
the mandate of the reserve is completely in the Constitution. I'm trying to get a copy of my... You see, you opened this chapter and I said, I don't know, you're going to allow it. No, I tried to stop it from the beginning. You see, there is a page by the DA that the role of sovereign has been to manage inflation. That's their view. And it's a contested terrain. We as the ANC until the first time that the definition of the reserve is released, it seems that supposed differently from what we've experienced in the current conduct, we can listen to that debate at another level. In this context, what we think about the stability of debt, and if they are not sending out the issue of hyperinflation as an issue for conversation, they are smuggling this issue through the window so that it appears on the legislation because there is what an issue with how we handle inflation. Is that what must be now? I ask you that question. Because if that is the case, then let's put the bill aside and talk about the definition of financial stability. We'll give you the ANC context of what is financial stability. And why we have agreed to what is stated in this document. It's a different matter altogether. This is what is just declared in the research. Here there is something and such a man.
The South African Reserve Bank is governed by firstly the Constitution and must be spot, you know, the employee there has to know clause 224 of the House, so he'll be able to elect to come. But the Constitution also says any other function must be by way of an act of Parliament. So the point is, before 2008, financial stability was not a major concept, and most central banks have taken it on after 2008, particularly given what happened. And in fact, if you then go, and I think even when you went to the church, you may be aware, let's look at the education as you went there. You do have a monastery policy committee that focuses on foundation and interfaith, but they also have a financial quality committee which looks at stability, for example. But you want to do the expert there.
So perhaps if I can just go along and start with just the Reserve Bank take on the definition of financial stability that we have in the industry. Our understanding is that there are three conditions that we want to the return of financial stability. The first one is the effective and efficient smooth operation of the intermediary, market, and marketing. And the code 418 the second condition is the resilience of the financial system to shock. And shock can be both financial shock and economic shock. And you think that 41B talks about resilience. And thirdly, there must be public confidence on the ability of the intermediary and the entire financial system to perform the function that it is. So our take on what we have here as a proposed under statement is that it actually contains those three conditions. So when we then look at clause 11, that talks about the ability, the responsibility of the Reserve Bank for protecting and enhancing financial stability, we actually think that it's aware of what we envision by the definition of financial stability. And the resilience and the best too has to both economic and financial system. Well, you cannot have a stability if you don't have a financial system that is able to absorb the shock. Anytime.
What's the reason?
Una.
We consider my first name. Yeah. I'm Jason Morrison. If you don't mind. So, can I actually just move on?
I don't want us to move on for the sake of moving on. I want us to clear the air that the constitution will complement itself along the lines of what Funaki has explained. And I also explained that the GA is always questions that specific mandate of that. And they have not explained why they see the need to change the independence of our indicative tax decision to use its discretion to determine what is relevant both in the economy and in the financial sector. So you obviously, you see, I would say let's not allow this small thing a debate that doesn't belong to the institution. It is not convincing argument that must move from here, but I to this one. It's not about that moving. I want you to get to the bottom of it so that people must convince us in arguments, not flow further and can motivate them beyond what is missing, what everybody has done.
Right. Now, really, we're both saying, let's open the debate and not open it. Right? I cannot stop a member raising a relevant issue. I'm a former chair, and I'm sure you're beginning to listen to him and moving on. I'm saying to you, I have no choice. Mr. Joplin, as far as I'm concerned, cooling now, you have every right to raise that. She has every right to say what you say. I would suggest both of you go off on a mistake. Mr. Papa will say, I'll suggest you a very nice
question.
I really like Daniel. Very nice. You have time to go for a meeting, and the DA is taken off. I'm sure they're looking green with me. You pay for this.
That is the day that I'm not fighting for.
But I know what you mean, Tommy. Actually, I do know what you're saying, but I have nice meeting. Yeah. We're going to be able to absolutely change the meeting, and we have more discipline. I feel it was short before I was too old here. Having said that, on the issue of clause 11, there is nothing I can think of beyond the discussion of that problem we want. Now, 12, how do we say something? Charles, again, needless to say. Jimmy suggests that consistent with what we said before, we look at this. Yes, I think we saw 12A, Roman numeral 2, they say, including human rights violations.
I don't even know if that could do that. So that's completely out. Does anything know on this condition strongly? No? Good. Right. So, both as it is, is there any amendment the minutes want to make? No? Right. Certainly. So, what's the deal? Right. There's nothing from the public, unless there's anything from Assist and Buffer. They will make their own information. So, 30. Now, on 30, can you come and see?
Thank you, Chairman.
Yes, please.
Chairman, on 13, the requirement is that the Reserve Bank at least every 6 months generates financial stability reports.
Yes.
Review. Now, we believe that should be tightened up a little and should be worded in a way that should be similar to publish no later than 6 months following the publication of the previous stability review, but also no sooner than 3 months. Now, the reasons for that are that if you don't do that, you could have a two report within a month of each other, or a very short period of time, or a very long period of time, 12 months. And so that's just tidying it up to ensure that one gets regular and reasonably spaced reports for review.
Okay, I'd like to comment on anything. Can I be fine with that? Okay, over to you, Mohamed.
Our view has been, well, maybe I can start with how we think would be done in practice, which is probably once a year annually, unless there were stability risks which would present a need to be reporting it more frequently than that, because otherwise we're producing the same report over and over. But not yet, I think that's probably our discussion.
So in terms of current actions and this is actually global Federal Development Central Bank, that they would publish a bank study to review by annually. What we currently have in the work bank is that we publish one in March and another one in December. So it's never happened since 2001 since we started publishing bank study review that we would have bank study review before the end of 6 months to the kind of data point that we need to have to consider establish a trend and then slow in the competition of the network. So we will keep this field of sufficient capability, but it's also impactful for us to do it in other ways. We can't have it in a much shorter period.
What do you
say?
Jim, I'm just trying to find the section 31 figure I'm referring to, because I'm reading notes and I've got it here. I'm just trying to say, because in the notes I'm saying that it's already at least 6 months. And I'm just trying to find that in the body of... Sorry, I was looking for that. And so, what the 90 is saying is that it's particular months of the year, which happens to be 6 months apart. This one says, so it says at least every 6 months. Okay. So it could be more than 6 months. See, what you're saying is that the fact is that there is a report in March and another report in September. That's correct. And you're thinking that's a good argument. That works. And so I'm suggesting then that is what we put in and not leave it as loose as it is now. Because the way it is now, the report could be done at variable times between the year. And it could be a budget.
I find it, and I
knew
that
I'm going to also explain.
You know about the
By Anand, it has been a better term for me so that even I have to script in the legislation. But I would say 20 people know, once you put months and days and dates in the legislation, it creates fewer challenges that can lead to litigation. So I would have been better about if it remains as a word that ends by Anand. We know that within a space of 12 months, this will happen.
I really do think that if one's going to put stipulate that a review must be done at least every 6 months, that one must be more specific. But anyway, if they're...
I mean, it appears that your intention is to stay with a routine practice, which is to publish two stability reports a year. That seems to be your intention. I agree with Elsa's arguments about the broad, at least every 6 months formulation. But it would also, your other intention, if you have two stability reports a year, unless there is the need for a special report, if there's an event. So, assuming that there was such an event, it is not incumbent on the Reserve Bank, if you look at this formulation, to publish a special report, if that is the special. So I think we should go back to the intention. The formulation is something we can talk about. But the intention of the group is to produce two reports a year, and unless there is an event which would require an additional report. So that is what I think the intention is, and you need to find a way to capture that.
So I'm sort of, and I think the problem with financial stability is there's no magic about that it's in March or in September.
Yeah.
It may also depend on circumstances. So that's why you don't want to be too specific as well. But they should at least do, you know, at least twice a year, pretty much 6 months far. That's the norm that you want. And many more if they need to do others. But I would say, you know, do we really want to be too prescriptive with the central bank, given that there are a lot of practical difficulties of stuff on the side.
I don't think that the reason 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 I don
different. But I think the main thing is to think that yes, it is not the expectation of the reserve bank to report when they process the financials of any other thing which is the financial institution. I think that's the main thing there, because implications can be good. So this is not the expectation of the reserve bank to report. It is a target and preparing. I think what I did is get money, get money. But again, I know still a lot of transaction is even there, because the rest in the in-school wisdom that is the fact, and I think that is not there. But I think what they come to the conclusion that it is something which is maybe a financial that I'm taking. I don't know what the reason is why it's difficult for us to say that you should, not that you can.
I hope you. You know, I think, to be honest, they need a major disastrous event like wind burst. I'm not sure you want to report immediately. Sometimes, I mean, when a bank is failing, that's not the time to say yes, the bank is failing. That's why we regulate, because we almost want to try and salvage the bank before you reach that horrible point. Having said that, the staff is always under pressure to assure the markets that things are safe. If they don't, and they say there's a concern, there's a big effort to them, the staff does a lot of talking to the market, he's got to allay concerns, he's got to make sure they're confident. I wouldn't say, as I said, you work on the departments, I would say, rest in peace. But I really think once you get to the central banks, we shouldn't put more detail. Less, I think, is better. And ultimately, if people don't have confidence in the governor of central bank, you'll know very quickly. And these are the kind of things that they have to do. So I would appeal that really, let's not go down this route. Because the next step is then to deal with specific regulators. Why should we regulate the financial sector? Because, and I said this, even in regard to the pension regulators, having the regulators are going out there screaming fire, it's disastrous. You don't want regulators like that. Their job is to fix the problem. And yes, post-facto report numbers, at some point when things are calm, markets can be very turbulent, and I think to put a force in when something bad happens, we must come up to the report. The next point will be what do you want in efficiency report. If you look at the financial crisis, now what happens? Banks actually do stress tests. The question when I go to international meetings is they don't want to put in that every stress test must be reported. They've done this once often, the Euro crisis, and more recently, about a month ago, the European banks put out stress tests. The US banks have done it, but they do it at a particular point, but they don't want to do this all the time. So I'm saying that this is an evolving area, and I would argue that at this point, later on, there's an established practice, perhaps we can come back to this. This could come alive in 2008. I think the steps we're taking are big steps forward, and I would probably, we could try and put a word in for saying at least 3 times, because that's not clear enough. But I really don't think we should go beyond this.
Yes,
sir,
I just want to make a point.
The crisis has to begin to read both tension and pushing together. Because I think we are also now talking about what is addressed and pushing around publication and communication as systemic events. So tension talks to peak time financial service review. And then 14 says, once a declaration is made that there is a systemic event, then actually the government does not have discretion. It says in 14.7 that the Reserve Bank must publish the tension. So in 13, we're just talking about the work that they started to do around shipping checks that things are going fine in FIFA. And it says that at least, so at least 5 years, and this is something that's so important, not a systemic event, but something important that pops up outside those 2 times. The substance C says it's really important enough to include in a special kind of stability. So that's what 13 is talking about. And the city bank is tax less and it's down to tax less.
Sure.
Let's
have one
verses. In fact, I think you should give us the object of the act that is happening with the people. Because there is an idea, and I understand you before, that people are suggesting a policy shift. You are right. It's not a question of stopping this. It's not an appearance that
you can I can understand what you think. It's really not a problem. It's simply the reading. So it's either that yes or no. In practice, you could have to have one review done in January and the next review done later in January or in February, and then not another review until the next year. You can get the reviews if you've done it well, go together or far apart within the 6 months period.
In a context where you are not deserving it. But here you are sitting here,
until the next one that we see the emergency from your leader in the city. And so we would allow you to stay free. I'm not saying really good. And they cover the things, but we're teaching it off for now.
Right? So you're putting your hand up on the very soon.
Which might be across the system or within a particular financial institution, it could be a very sensitive point of time where if you publish that information, that in itself could cause, for example, a run on a bank or a run on a money market fund or something like that. But it has to be very careful timing of what information gets published when to make sure that those risks can be mitigated in a way which doesn't affect.
So there might be some information that is definitely relevant for the financial service we believe you, but the timing of communication publication might actually make better papers, and you want to have some protection. Although there is an obligation to publish, to say if there is something that in your discretion think might actually make things work, that might probably that's the latest stage where you do not have the kind of
And then you still have this continuation of the state account. Is it not suitable that somebody in the public would say about withholding that information you may be as well, so that unsuitably open and transparent and not to make a vulnerable to the thing? What if somebody needs that if we knew this thing was going to happen, but we kept it to ourselves? And you know, the moment the opposite market is being changed, they're going to get 95% of the vote, it's going to be. So we go reach that.
And not quite that.
Okay.
Because I do not have a problem when you are withholding information if it may cause a systemic event. But how do you measure materiality in this context? Or for the sake of this legislation, okay? Because it can be challenged if it's not defined. What will be seen as material? But I also understand it to be saying that it's the timing of when to publicize, and you have not kept that 15.3. So the explanation that you give, the footnote that it was 15.3. Now, if you count it in that length, it will mean then you will have to extend that line to improve the time, right? So that it covers the concerns of those easier to of those who want to know that they have the right to access the same basket.
So you might as well get that tradition. That indeed, that is what you're saying to do with the obligation that you must have.
What are we reporting about? You can exclude as not being as not reporting.
Thank you, sir. If one reads this tree, with four, which are not in the state, the reviewer is permitted to merge. So, in a sense, and then later on, the merge is published. In a sense, what this is doing is it's not only removing that notation from the public register, but even removing it from the ministerial. So not even the minister will have assurance of that particular information which may increase the possibility of a suspension. And that may or may not be right. I'm not sure. You know, the minister's a politician too, and they might, that I would think that once you're a minister, hopefully you've got the interest of the country at heart.
Why do you think both the minister will be a political line?
Chairman, what it says is that that information must not be put in the review.
Yeah.
Therefore, the review the minister gets won't have that.
But it doesn't suggest that it can't just be looked at.
Chairman, I'm sorry, it's a one-on-one. Then it doesn't suggest that they can't come and read our fees as well.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back to that. I'll just...
I mean, that would be very good.
Yeah. You see, I thought you should follow up with them. So with the media, then tell me again. I'm very worried about the industry co-opting to the legal side.
They have not spoken, I'm going to speak into that.
Everybody, including the chair, has a quota of females where they ban females from now on. So you've taken such a thing as a rule.
No, I'll take it to you. Stay away from you. Sir, I got you earlier on. We cannot legislate for assumption. We've got a precedent worldwide about how little Palestinians operate their culture and norms and standards. And we cannot at any given point offend at their roles because they intentionally expect to run the study. They will not be the one sector that creates Christianity that will collapse in court. They can't. It's not given. It's not. It's not individuals who are not. And those who can commit a state. We don't have to even debate that issue. What is, let's very clear that the government has done the issue. So we're asking that pressure to the person that it may not happen. And that's an incredible assumption. It's not just one. It's not even, it's not there. And I don't know, maybe we need to get more clarity when people want to get. They must give up examples. I don't have to for the African Senate to tell us for a way here to be the most effective information we teach the public stock and how we manage it and how you can take certain procedural arrangements thereafter. So I don't even know what is the actual in this context of any other thing that has happened and even that is in the late.
Right.
Look, I don't like those shareholders. Basically, stands for life, a whitewash report that can be published for the time. That being said, to get a white report, maybe that can be the most important thing to say. From that, no report to be published, it's known that there will be a possible basis. And in that way, the minister, at least, doesn't get a report that's been seen now. Firstly, I think that I raised the thing for a completely different reason, which is, wouldn't you as a bank make yourself out of it if you reached out that you knew? And it could be argued by experts that if you had revealed it, you would have at least been preempted, rather than contribute to the event. So, The others are raising other issues about how you're going to inform the minister. I just assumed that they wouldn't accept it. But, hey, this is a decision. We still have no choice but to inform the minister to do the work in the cabinet. But you can't make public. So specifically, this is going to raise it. Then there are two interesting ways of getting it. One comes from the mayor to say, so after myself, there's an obligation on the deal of the New York. It's on the surface, I don't know what the agenda is, but it seems to me a reasonable thing. Then there's this, from the very interesting way of dealing with it. Really, it doesn't really go. So when you discuss the issue, we should also have concrete alternatives. So it gives us a different measure of how to decide. And he's got a very interesting one, very interesting talent. You know, why would it be there under 4 billion? What an idea, it's just a little policy. The policy is being raised under the concrete proposal. It's not even last
time. I'm very sorry to come back to this one. After taking you back when we received the governor of the Reserve Bank, and the product of the aid is when you are capturing information that is very sensitive to be in the public eye. Here is an element of not wanting to be sensitive to the information that can make the market digital and living in the meeting. Now, you see, what you're taking an end for, non-substantive data, there's no substantive proposal and or everything matters. I alerted you earlier on that the thing here is not about the content of this, it's something else. They can't motivate.
Can you meet with the alternative meeting at bottom up?
That's a great thing, it's the right speed.
I don't think this is anything that Mr. Trouble or Mr.
I listen to my brother. And we understand what he is. And we address that. The rest of people is free. Preemptive of the intentions and objects. And we have to motivate why, let's check, can Kunati and Kim bring the language of staff and the board letter so that every time we go to school and I read the line, I don't have it here with me, because that mandate is very clear. They don't have this book where it expresses in information. Can we have it in both? Yes, that's it.
Then I'll show you why we need to remain where we are. All right. Jimmy, you have a party. Okay, I'd like to start by saying, you see, central banks might be worth constructive individuals. That's a big concept that they have. So they say one thing, mean another. And when there's a crisis, that's what you do. I think there's a lot of agreement. I mean, they might, currently, they don't have to do any of this. There's no law that lets them, but they started doing this because this is thinking. Broadly, the Constitution requires coordination between the minister and the governor. And certainly when there's any banking crisis, for example, they will have to resort to the fiscal system part. So if they haven't informed the minister before, And look, I always say, if you have a bad governor, we're in trouble. If you have a bad finance minister, we're in trouble. We have both are bad, we're in even bigger trouble, okay? And some of these things, in a way, it should happen, but you can't legislate. I'm saying that you can't legislate for all these possibilities. So I think that, I know that members, there are many times when you can't just legislate and these things in good faith. As I said, that's when government departments, the deadlines they have before, you have to be clear. I think in this, we are developing this a bit more. I think we'll look at the wording that's being provided, because obviously you do want the governor, whether there's a problem or not, I think the governor will talk to the minister about it, but we can clarify that. The issue of when they eat potential to see if any of the major banks, no regulator saw an issue locked away in prison, if they go and they start announcing that, because they actually do cause a bankrupt. But I think what Mr. Maynard has said, there's no problem that post crisis and their stability, we do want people to say there was a problem, this has been sorted out. So we can put in, we can consider putting in provisions like that.
I don't know if there's another way out, right?
Good. Thank you very much. 90 degrees. Can we switch?
Upload 20 degrees.
Oh. Right.
Okay. Fine. So we agree with an amendment. So we have to send an amendment, right? So Mr. Lee has a problem with 4B for some issue.
So it's simply to say, I mean, clause 13.4B makes an incumbent of the Reserve Bank to publish the review. But it doesn't specify what method the review the Reserve Bank should use to publish that. Currently, I'm not saying the report's published on the website. But I think that what I would propose there is that we include two sessions. One, first of all, to make an incumbent on the Reserve Bank to publish within a reasonable period after the report is obviously produced, and also for that report to be tabled in Parliament.
I
think the first one was. Why would you do that? Because there's no certainty this will likely function first. Unless it is provided as well. Yeah, I don't have a problem with the miscellaneous thing. What do we do with it? I think we can't keep it with all the millions of things we have to do. But I don't have a problem. I mean, it's not serious. I think, what do we do with it? We need to put a strategy here to evaluate it easily. We can't even, let me warn you, that put out of this book, it struck me again and again how incapable we are with all that work, because we should be calling the Reserve Bank right here. Now I'm going to step out again, Mr. Lanier, you are holding for it. So I have to say, I don't just do that. I say, well, maybe he's coming. So I get the governor to come in, remember me, remember me, coming back. You're so far as when you're watching, right? It's coming. You sit up there. You're the Reserve Bank governor. You've got to book it 2-3 months a year. We've got that thing. Now we're going to battle to the end. So what I'm alerting you to is just not meet our house in person. There are different types of treaties that they take, Trump politics, Trump engagement. So what is happening to Trump is just a strategy. When a committee is about to come out, especially after we've been this type of legislation for the next 3 years or so, you think a normal right to say, in the next 3 years or so, the legislative pressure will ease up at once. Now, but if you go around, oh, I don't know what it is, but I'm sure. So basically what I'm saying is, I don't have a problem with any of them, but I don't feel strongly about it. Over to you, Mr. Warner.
Okay, look, once it's published, it's no big deal. I'm sure whether it's stable or so. I know the South sends tons of the documents and then it gets lost from the day.
But
what
is the main thing that you have to do with the panel? It's a problem. The kids are the ones that you see. So, on the first issue, thank you.
Is it published? That's a public document. It takes many hours of access to get that access.
All right, I take your point. Did anyone want to go to the It's certainly my intention. My actual stability, obviously, is very important. These are important. I agree with all of that. We all agree. We decided we would record about 2 years ago that we would come to the Reserve Bank twice a year. At least once, we will go there, and once they will come back here. Where are we at this time? We didn't go to the Reserve Bank last year. This year, we haven't even visited them. So I'm saying to you that I don't know, actually, I don't really have a problem. Not that people are going to be. So I'm saying on the first issue, we agree. On the second issue, this is not a major ideological issue.
It's not a limit of time on things. Changing now as a majority society, living with people is a lot. There's no party political alignment. The biggest problem is nothing about them. This is not an ideological or policy issue. What is it that should be tabled or not? How do you feel?
It's a public document.
Anybody else has a comment? Your view, Pune, and your view, Sakila. I don't. So you guys don't want this done. In which case, can you just say that?
Thank you.
Whatever you want. Fine. So, there'll be amendments to B, which may ask you amendments. Can I also suggest amendments to C? Whatever the agenda of a political party, we have to judge what they say. I'm not saying tell you. We have to judge what they say, or the minutes of what they say. They have a completely different agenda from you and I. It doesn't matter whether either says B. That party may not vote for this bill, they probably vote in. So what I'm saying, what I'm saying is there are many serious amendments that as far as this committee is concerned, up till now, our view has been whether a party agrees with a bill or not. There are points to be that are listed and we have to be honest with them. But the fact that they may not vote for a vote will shape and influence our responses to them. Because you see, if it's stable, the advantage is that a country in future is chairperson particular, but anyway, for the look at stable, let's look at it. The financial stability is so important in the current situation that actually I think on balance, while I don't feel strongly, on quite balance, I think it's better than stable. As long as you don't say the committee is required to consider it, if you consider the times, a lot of that part 2, 6 and 14. Right. According to the thing we got here, basically, we don't have any comments for the public until 6:30. Right? Now, unless the new ones are coming. That's 41. Any comments?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, it's 14.1 and 4.
Yep.
It states that the German in writing, and I'm not sure what is meant by the German in writing. What does that mean? Who you have to do?
You said the governor's doing is the governor operating through the process of the reserve bank, right? So the governor is taking the lead for all the community as well as well. Because I thought it's the reserve bank to me, but also somebody has to be right, the guy's not the first guy. That's the intention, right? So, answer this as an easy question and mine is a similar one.
Okay. This is like a state of emergency, and the other states that you have to exigently have to do on this other option. Right, just the way it's written, in writing, I mean,
What I want to observe to tick off is the subsection, because sometimes it's only one subsection that we have adopted, but the rest of the entire clause can be adopted except for that one subsection. So we're not going to look at the entire clause, which is a big deal. Right. Then, five. So there, the sub clause one, sub clause four that we're not accepting, but two and three we're accepting. Five. Six. Right. Functions of the Reserve Bank in relation to the senior debate. Right. On 15, any comments, please, starting from the first subsection? No questions. No comments. Good. Just going to ask a quick question. What do you predict as appropriate as in 2B?
I mean, what does it mean as appropriate? I don't want to read.
So, okay, let's sometimes when there's a crisis, let's take a fact. Okay. Hypothesis will lead them out. Okay, as would creditors and so on. Now, you try and protect customers to some extent. So, say you're looking at deposit insurance or support up to 100,000 or whatever it is.
Oh, it's different
categories. Yeah,
but you want to answer my question? Yeah. Three questions?
Okay.
The next one is pertaining to cost of the Republic of the Student Events and Specification. Now, if you read the leading thing, it says when acting is on the subsection 1, that is, those of you must have adopted the lead to contain the cost of the Republic of the Student Events and the Specification. Part of the ideal part of the beginning of right?
clear out what you mean. Good. 91, any comments? No? Good. 92, agreed? Straightforward. 93, what have you done here? And why?
Okay. This is a, it's a keying up, it's no material change to the reading of the group. Because it's a repetition, so it doesn't apply to financial to the relators, and yet what we think it would be to say that those relators can be slightly harder to do that, and in the end, by that would be a
you have to then get what to explain. No, it's fiction. In other words, it needs a constant to see what you say. Yes. Yes. Okay. Now, part three. Three. Three correct. To the...
What?
Ah, somebody here. Thank you, Alan. You're doing a job here. Right. Three feet. It's linked to 45 feet, 45 feet. What part of the way to what do you think?
So this is a general comment made with regards to a number of communities, including the text of where they thought it was appropriate to function next to those communities. Our view that there was a misunderstanding of what those communities are and how they function, and how they comply, which is of the regulated class of the regulated
community. I think you're right, but you really see the other one? Nope, so we're rejecting that.
Okay. There goes Well, Catherine's got something here, but we think we're going to use it. Now, here, what is it doing? Well, I know you're interested in that. I'm going to make the item.
I'm going to do that, you did that for them. But it's not something to do with anything in this specific case. I said it formally.
Good. So then, on print sheet, we've got,
I think it's chicken.
Oh, it's not
that good. I'm sure that it's in the same we're going to say to this.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Good. Let us break in clause from the time we started. This is getting late, so we started around 3:25, 3:24, we have a break for 15 minutes. We come back and we will drive to the house right. Okay. Sorry?
Thank you for giving us a break and just enough
to be able to. No, the thing is you have to because,
well, you have to show it.
I'm about to say that. I think, because, actually, hopefully we can come back on time. I'm going to stop the break. And soon, if you know what, I can't stay for hours and hours. And I want to just to show you in this article is good. Sitting through their minds is a new cancer. So even spiritually, why do I bother to tell you, you can do it now. You look at how bad it is. You know, there's a little bit of a guy who has to stop on his car 3 times over and tell us he wants to stop your car. That's a zero and not a crack problem. These are the sites I'm doing that for a man of my age, for a person of my age. Right. 22. 22. So anything there? Got 21. In the end, come in the east. Yeah. On page 30, the same bill you have. Sandy, the seminar is green. Could I enter it? I want to ask you quickly. The change here is sort of following each of the financial regulations. Now, you know what I'm looking at? I don't understand. Is it going to be a lot longer? I don't know what I'm looking at. Let me just say that. Look, let me talk. I think something is going to happen. I can hand it over to you. Okay. Anything on 21 colleagues? No, we are accepting 21. 22 membership? Can I ask a question, right? Under H, you're looking at additional further for the government. What sort of category is something? What's likely to fall in the category? What sort of category?
so that would be used to get the collection. It wouldn't necessarily be a regulator. So that could be, and just alluding to the earlier comment by Greg, it could be that it runs a market infrastructure that's relevant to particular stability issues, but you wouldn't necessarily want to use the
regulator. Yeah, in fact, internationally, some central banks even get an ex-central bank or even a current central bank from another country to serve onto the
international
debt. Right, so that is, I think, we should get a number that people have wanted, because you don't know what those people have wanted, right? So we want to use this immediately. So if you think that it should be central, we should start together.
designated shall not be subject to a designated which could be important, but they are not necessarily represented on here, they're not statute represented on here. We say that the view is that these are the anchors in there, and that it provides the flexibility that it provides the other parties to do them to be yours.
What
do you call
the right?
It's not before us right now, it was written in the home. The JSC submission is a
question.
How do you really feel that they told you? Oh, you didn't know that. Okay, do you want to tell Jenny before the members come in?
Just one minor provision that we have discussed is related to property, which is we have said that that would intend to provide them with security flexibility to include anybody, including the JMC and others. It was clear that it was relevant to body, that they weren't necessarily a body. So we were going to propose that Chris could change from relevant body to relevant church. So it could be any.
Okay, fine. What do we look at? Is this how you're dealing with it?